Strange conceptions about angels. Among the fundamental beliefs of Islam, belief in angels is next to the belief in God. This belief also has become distorted in various ways. According to some, angels could sin. They could criticize God. In accounts of Adam, angels are represented as critics standing before God, urging objections of one kind or another against his scheme of creation. It is forgotten that the account of Adam in the Holy Quran puts the highest praises of God in the mouths of the angels. وَنَحْنُ نُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِكَ وَنُقَدِّسُ لَكَ We glorify thee with thy praise and extol thy holiness. The angels affirm that they only praise God and extol His wisdom, power and holiness. The story of Harut and Marut, a complete invention, has found currency in Muslim theology. It is said that God sent two angels masquerading as men. They fell in love with an evil woman. For punishment, they were hung in a well, head downwards. God save us. It is also said, God forbid, that Iblis or Satan was a leader among angels. Another belief about angels which has crept into the Muslim mind is that angels are physical beings engaged in crude physical activities. They run hither and thither on errands of different kinds. The angel Israel has to run here and there. Being the angel of death, he has to take now this man's life, now that man's. Against such primitive conceptions, we have at the other extreme a complete denial of angels. According to some modernists, angels are imaginary beings. The teaching of the Holy Quran on the subject of angels is interpreted by them in naturalistic ways. Angels, it is said, represent different kinds of physical forces. Some among Muslims deny outright the teaching of the Holy Quran and Hadith. They do not think that the message of the Quran was brought by Gabriel. They raise other objections to the Quranic teaching about angels. Belief in angels, they say, is derogatory to the power of God. Hazrat Mirza Sahib corrected these misconceptions, taught the true teaching of Islam on the subject, and removed the objections and difficulties raised by some classes of Muslims over this delicate subject. He proved that angels do not commit sins, nor do they criticize God's plan. We have the clear teaching of God in the Holy Quran. لا يعصون الله ما أمرهم وَيَفَعْلُونَ مَا يُؤْمَرُونَ Who disobey not Allah in what He commands them, and do as they are commanded. Angels are a special kind of creation. They are set to do certain things in certain ways. Their essence is complete and perfect submission, without the freedom to do otherwise. Can such creatures sin? The very nature bestowed on them by God forbids such a thought. To make love to evil women is impossible for them. They cannot forget God and involve themselves in divine punishment. If angels can sin, why have we been asked to believe in them? Belief indicates obedience, and God cannot ask us to obey beings capable of error and disobedience. To obey beings who can disobey is unthinkable. Hazrat Mirza Sahib also taught that angels are spiritual beings. They do not have to move about to go from one place to another. Their powers and functions are exercised from their own positions. They are like the sun, whose light and heat are emitted from a certain center, and like the sun, they carry out the commands of God. In executing divine commands, they use the powers with which they are endowed. They do what they are told. Hazrat Mirza Sahib also refuted the idea that Satan was one of the angels or a leader among angels. Satan, according to the teaching of Islam, was an evil spirit. God says about him, وَكَانَ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ. And he, Satan, was one of the disbelievers. Surah Al-Baqarah, chapter 2, verse 35. A born disbeliever. Hazrat Mirza Sahib also corrected the belief which had crept among modern educated Muslims that angels are only imaginary beings or symbols of certain physical forces. He quoted his own experience and observation in support of his belief in angels. He argued against those who said that a belief in angels was derogatory to a belief in the power of God. God gave us eyes, but he also made light and colors to enable us to see. He gave us ears, but he also made air and other media to enable us to hear. Belief in light and in air and other media is not derogatory to a belief in the power of God. So how can belief in angels be derogatory to his power? It seems that God works with means and media. They are a part of his eternal wisdom. He uses them in his spiritual creation. He brings about physical changes through them and also spiritual changes. Hazrat Mirza Sahib showed that means and media do not connote defects in the power of God. They are provided so that finite human beings with limited sensibility can become aware of what goes on around them. Angels, as the spiritual means and media with which God works in the realm of spirit, are meant to help the limited understanding of ordinary human beings. In this way, Hazrat Mirza Sahib explained the true meaning of belief in angels. He presented angels as God and his prophet would have presented them.